real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back to the program, the 1 o'clock hour. Trent Condon and myself taking you until 2 o'clock. We're here every Monday through Friday from noon to 2 on 1700 KBGG. In about 15 minutes, Stephen M. Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. Nebraska looks to get back in the win column. They'll travel to West Lafayette to take on Purdue. We'll talk to Sip about that and the Big Ten West. And then Mitch Holtis, Monday Night Football, the Broncos pay a visit to Arrowhead Stadium. Trent, have you looked at the Week 8 slate of games?
Next week? This week?
This is Week 8, right? Yeah, this is Week 8.
This is Week 8. You're right.
Have you looked at the slate of games?
I have. I peeked at it.
What's the best game of the week? Go ahead and bring it up. Pull it up. Pull it up online.
All
right. Get your phone in front of you.
I got it here.
I'm hard-pressed to find a can't-miss half. Well, of course, we're going to watch.
Sure.
But what's the best game? There's a bunch of 2- and 3-star sprinkled, maybe a couple of one. I mean, Indianapolis at Cincinnati, please.
Cross it out.
Right. What's the best game of the week? Is it Monday night? And I'm not sure it is because Denver's lost their last two.
And it's in Kansas City. If it was in Denver, maybe.
Arrowhead, I mean, Kansas City, one of these teams, Denver or KC, is going to lose 3 straight.
Right.
I can't see it being Kansas City.
I can't either.
Is Dallas at Washington the best game of the week?
Probably.
If they would have beat Philly, maybe.
Yeah. I do like the Sunday nighter.
Do you?
Steelers-Lions? Yeah.
Detroit.
They're all right. Well, after they gave Caldwell the extension, of course, they promptly lose a couple in a row.
Right. And Stafford's hurt. I mean, I really believe he is.
Coming off a bye, though, We'll see how rejuvenated he's going to be. Pittsburgh looks like they're finally kind of gaining their footing, and pretty simple, just hand the ball to Le'Veon Bell, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Major League Baseball is looking at what they're going up against on Sunday night. You know what? That's all right.
Yeah.
Game 5 against, now look at the Steelers have fans all over the country.
They do.
Massive, massive fan bases, you know. Remember when we went to, what Super Bowl was it? 42, Arizona, Pittsburgh?
Yes.
In Tampa? We were there. Tailgated before the game in a lot, I don't know how far it was away from Raymond James, but it was one of the NFL. The NFL takes over the whole area, right? And they have security. You can't, when you have a tailgate, you can't grill.
Really?
You can have sandwiches, but you cannot light a grill because they want you to buy all the food from inside the stadium. It is awful. And Raymond James is pretty conducive to tailgating.
Yes. So, and they're for Outback Bowls.
Yeah, absolutely. Where was I going with it? Pittsburgh and their fan base. We were surrounded in the lot that we were in with Steelers fans who didn't have tickets. They weren't going to the game.
Just were there for the party?
Just there to soak in the atmosphere, to get there early and to tailgate, and to just to be a part of it, knowing full well that they don't have a ticket to the game or the wherewithal to reach into their jeans and pull out $2,000 for said ticket to that game. Boy, that was a hell of a game.
It was.
I thought Kurt Warner was going to win. When Fitzgerald went down the field late in that game, I thought, the Iowa QB is about to win another Super Bowl, but it didn't happen.
Santonio Holmes.
What a pass by. For Roethlisberger to stay alive, which he always does. He had two Cardinals draped all over him. Yet he steps up and finds Holmes in the corner of the end zone, which is a remarkable, remarkable catch. That was the game James Harrison, remember, at the last play of the half? What was it, 99 yards or something? And he stepped out of bounds.
He did.
And there was at least, it was right in front of us, blocking the back a couple of times. But regardless, but the Steeler fans, Trent, they're just every single. So they will tune in, I guess, is my point on Sunday night to watch this. But Major League Baseball's thinking, you know what, it could have been worse. We could have been up against a real 5-star matchup.
Not a behemoth. It's not an NFC East battle with
That's
the Cowboys.
Just it. It's AFC-NFC.
Yeah, it doesn't have. It's not the same kind of intrigue here. And it's the Lions. Well, let's be honest, it's the Lions. And the Lions don't have a whole lot of national pull outside of Thanksgiving. That's when they get their national poll.
That's their spotlight.
11:30, kick it off.
You can count on it, right?
And then eat your turkey and have fun watching the Lions lose another one on Thanksgiving.
You know, speaking of Sunday night, I don't know why this just popped into my head. Do you like this year's Carrie Underwood tune? Because I don't at all.
I haven't even heard it.
Really?
Haven't
I think I've heard it twice. I was a big Faith Hill fan. I love the her lead in to Sunday Night Football. I thought that was great. And Carrie Underwood, when she took over, the song, I don't know, it doesn't get you fired up like the song is supposed to do.
Sure. No, I don't even think I've heard it this year.
Have you heard the Monday Nighter with Hank Williams Jr.?
No.
I don't know who he's doing it with. It's a young band that you've probably heard of, but the old man in here. I know that he gets killed on Twitter. I mean, I understand what he did, right? You shoot your arrows at him, I get it. I mean, understandably so. But that, you know, that there's been some time passed, and Hank Williams, to me, singing the Monday Night Football song was part of my, I mean, I loved it, right?
Yeah.
It was a staple for years. And so I'm kind of glad that he's back onto it. But I have no idea the band he's, you should look it up.
Okay,
all right. See if you can find it.
All right.
Because you've probably heard of these guys. And I may have too, to be fair to myself. It's Hank and...
He's returning. Here's a news story with it. Let's see if they have who else is in there. That's just talking about filming. That's from a while back. Let's see here.
You can't actually find the tune, huh?
Let's see if videos. Because are they are on there?
Yeah, they're part of it. They sing it with Hank Jr. I think it's pretty good. I mean, they trick it up a little bit with, I don't know what you call it. Take it in the studio and trick it up.
Produce it, right?
Right, produce it. My 59-year-old me is showing.
Let's see. This might be it. Let's take a listen. What do you got here? Does this look right?
I think it does.
Okay.
I need my glasses.
We'll see if it loads up. Of course, Google not responding right now. Come on, Google Chrome. You got to be better. All right. Monday Night Football, new intro.
That's it. That's the crew.
All right. We got a little commercial first.
Yeah. You don't have a skip option?
Not yet. Hasn't popped up yet. We'll get there, though. We will get there. Oh, and now we got Kevin James on the screen. What is going on here? What is... I don't know what's happening. If we get to it, I'll let you know.
All right. I think you're about to get to it. You've just changed screens here.
All right.
We'll take a timeout and come back and let her play.
I don't know
Stephen
what's
M. Simple, Lincoln Journal Star at 1:15. And then at 1:40, we will talk to Mitch Holthus. Speaking of Monday Night Football, it's the Chiefs and the Broncos, and I think you have it.
And it's not playing. Not hearing anything, right?
No.
I got the volume up. Unbelievable.
No big deal. We'll take a timeout. Stephen M. Simple joins us next into the Huskers on the other side. Do you recognize those guys at least?
No. You're asking the wrong person. My musical taste goes from about 1986 to 94.
You missed the one. You missed maybe the best decade of music, the 70s.
No, 70s was
phenomenal.
See, you don't like my music. I like late 80s rap, early 90s grunge music.
No.
Yeah.
Pass.
Two different generations.
Yeah, we are, no doubt. We'll be back with Stephen M. Simple. He's in my generation. We'll talk Huskers Purdue next, and then Mitch Holthus at 1:40. Chiefs, Broncos, both teams coming off a loss. Chiefs in the driver's seat in the AFC West. Look forward to that conversation. It's the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
When you're hungry and craving a steak, you want to get your eat on, and you can at Iowa Beef Steakhouse. For over 30 years, Iowa Beef Steakhouse has been known for serving huge choice cuts of Iowa-raised beef, cooked over charcoal, and served with fantastic sides with everything from a fine Iowa chop to a tender filet mignon. Iowa Beef Steakhouse is the perfect place to get your eat on, and now you can enjoy the taste of a great steak or burger for lunch, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, instead of having to wait until dinner time. And if you need a space for a meeting or holiday party, look to Iowa Beef Steakhouse. They can accommodate any size group with plenty of space for no additional charge, whether it's for lunch, dinner, or a special gathering. Iowa Beef Steakhouse is the perfect place to get your eat on. And you can get your eat on for half price because Iowa Beef Steakhouse is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Iowa Beef Steakhouse certificates for only $25 Friday morning at 9 a.m. at 1700KBGG.com.
Menards Super Sale has big savings on everything you need. Stop by Menards to get your home ready for fall with help from Polar Plastics. High clarity polyfilm prevents cold drafts and offers great weather protection without obstructing your view. It can be used for both indoor and outdoor applications. An 8x25 foot roll of Polar Plastics high clarity polyfilm is just $4.99. Save big during Menards Super Sale now through October 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Camp Sunnyside, taking a boat ride, is Joey's favorite thing to do.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
The spotlight's on. Time to stake your claim for Monday Night Football's Hall of Fame.
From Heenan and the Gaggles Bowl,
they all turn it up when they play in this show. The station bikes add to our legacy. What a football game this could turn out to be. Tell me if you're ready for a party. Let me hear it if you want to win. You know it's time to ball. We're about to kick it off. And all
There you go. We've got it to work. That's who? The Florida...
Florida-Georgia line.
And they're a country group. Is that it?
They're straight trash. They're awful.
Are they bad?
They're brutal.
They help Hank out in this song. It's just the song. It's not to maybe who's singing it. I mean, how long's that been around, right? I mean, it took a couple of years off after we did.
Mm-hmm. But Jason Derulo, he's pretty good. He's a pop top 40, you know.
Guy. So he's in there too?
Yeah, he was the middle guy, and then the two guys on the outside were Florida-Georgia line when they're singing together. They're terrible. But
did you like that or no?
No,
your thumbs down for Trent Connor?
It's big thumbs down.
All right.
I'm getting a little crotchety myself. I'm getting up there anymore. And Florida-Georgia line, they're awful.
I'll take your word for it. Yes. I can tell you one thing that they did. Stephen M. Sipple here momentarily. We'll get Sip on the line. The Huskers are back on the gridiron this week after they get their bye week. Can you imagine being over in Lincoln and having to live through those back-to-back losses, Wisconsin, Ohio State, and then you get the bye week? You know, your team come out and at least, you know, at Illinois followed Wisconsin, Ohio State instead of preceding it. Let me see you feel a little bit better. But look at, and I got to experience it. I lived the fall of 93 or 94 in Lincoln during football season. It's a different animal. It's a different animal. It's like what I assume I would be like if we didn't have two schools, right? If that's all we had, if pick with the one, if there was only one, that's what it would be like. And it's just, the population's miserable after the Huskers lose. Miserable. And there's going to be more miserable days before this season ends because the Northwestern, they'll host Northwestern. That's not going to be any picnic. At Minnesota, I guess they'll probably win. They're not beating Penn State on the road. And then Black Friday against Iowa. I just don't see this team getting to a bowl game. I really don't. But lots of football, thankfully. Actually, not lots, not enough football. But can they find six wins? I don't know if they can. Let's get Stephen M. Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. He joins us. Step, Trent and Ken, thanks for coming on. Great, as always, to talk to you. How miserable was Lincoln this past week, the bye week, on the heels of back-to-back losses in the fashion that they were? How tough was it in Lincoln this past week?
What a nice question to start off with. How miserable is your life right now, Sipple? Yeah, it's miserable. It was rough. It is rough stuff here. I mean, I think miserable is probably a good word for it. I don't know how to exactly characterize the level of misery. You know, it's always, I just kind of call it the no fun zone now when you're talking about Nebraska football, because a lot of people are kind of, you know, there's a lot of people yelling and there's a lot of clanging, and there's a lot of blame being thrown around, and nobody really is quite sure who to blame. Bo Pelini's still getting a lot of blame. Of course, Riley's getting blame. The media's getting blame. I don't know. It's super fun right now.
You know, Sip, last week you came in, and obviously you've been doing it for a long time over there, 20-something years. You've got credible sources at this point. Your sources told you that no way Mike Leach is coming. So when you said that last week, you know, that resonated with me knowing how connected you are, so I scratched him off the list. Does it just seem that if it's not Scott Frost, and I know you wrote about it within the last couple of weeks, I mean, whoever it is that's not named Scott Frost is not going to be popular, at least when that decision is announced.
I think that's a good way to put it, except it's a little more nuanced than that, Kenny. I think if Scott would say, you know, it depends what Scott says publicly, you know, if he can't. I know what you're getting at there, but I think that Scott could mitigate some of that anger depending on, you know, if the scenario is I want to stay at UCF and continue what's going on here, and if he explained himself well, maybe that would be okay. Now, I get it, though. I mean, a lot of people would say to the new AD, look, you couldn't even get Frost here. I mean, he's an alum. He's a native. So I get it, but I still believe that Frost could mitigate that problem with what he would say in that scenario, and I don't know where it's going. I don't know where that's going. I mean, I'm always a little bit always feel a little awkward talking about that stuff, Kenny, because there's a sitting coach here. I mean, there's a head coach in place right now, so I don't know where this is all going to go.
You know, big picture with the program going forward, it's such a different age of college football than even the 90s when they're winning national championships. Certainly you could see Nebraska have a year like Iowa 2 years ago, Wisconsin's having, where you get a schedule break, things go right, and you run off a 12-0 regular season. But then you have to win a Big Ten championship game. Then you have to win a national semifinal. Then you have to win a national championship. The likelihood, at least to me, for where college football is today, it just doesn't seem likely that Nebraska can ever get to that level. Big Ten championship, sure, but national championship, it seems out of the realm, even with the right coach. Am I going too far with my Husker hate?
No. I think you could say that about Iowa, too.
Yes.
You could say that about a lot of teams. I think you're exactly right. I think there is a, first of all, I don't know if I'm answering your question, but the thing that always goes through my mind, and I know I'm in the minority in Nebraska, discussion here is you just got to win the West and take that first step. Okay, that's good. I get it. If you're just happy with being the annual underdog. I mean, at some point, the West has got to say we can't let the East get too far out in front of us, right? I mean, if you're Iowa, if you're Nebraska, if you're Northwestern, you know, it goes without saying Minnesota, etc., I feel like Ohio State's just so far out in front of you right now that it almost is ridiculous. And that gap has got to close at some point. And the issue is, to me, as it pertains to Nebraska, Trent, and it goes with your question, is Nebraska, look at Ohio State right now. I mean, it is all about winning a national title, all right? And that's what they're chasing every year, and it's realistic every year. They just keep coming, and that monster just gets bigger and bigger. Meanwhile, Nebraska doesn't even know what it's doing right now.
Mm.
Nobody knows exactly where this is going at all. And then look at, for instance, what Penn State was doing last Saturday night with the whiteout and put 42 on Michigan and all the momentum in that program. I think if you're the Iowa, Nebraska's, Northwestern's, you better figure some stuff out quick.
Sip, this Purdue team, I've seen them a lot. I watched them play Louisville. The Missouri game, they just crushed them. They never gave the Tigers a chance in that football game. The Wisconsin game, they actually played the Big Ten West favorite pretty tough in that game. I have no idea how they go on the road and lose to Rutgers, of all teams. Two quarterbacks, Sindelar and Blau. So they've had their moments this year. But, you know, from where we sit, it seems as though Purdue's starting to go back to being Purdue again. Yet they're favored over Nebraska. They've had their moments this year. When you watch Purdue, what have you seen?
I think you've characterized it pretty well. And I've only seen a few snaps. But obviously I've studied them, and I've talked to one of their writers who said they still feel good, the fan base, about where it's going. But the loss to Rutgers was sobering. I mean, it was. But again, they still feel like there's momentum. As far as just getting right down to the brass tacks of this game, listen, Purdue's got a pretty good defense. I mean, they played legitimately pretty good Big Ten defense. They're holding teams to 19 a game. Nick Holt is a proven defensive coordinator. They're big up front. They got some pretty good athleticism. But Kenny, they just don't have anything offensively. I mean, they're playing two quarterbacks because Brohm said nobody's played well enough to be the one, to be the guy. They don't have speed at receiver. I mean, you can watch just 5 minutes of Purdue and see they're not fast. They don't have fast skill. And what I remember, one of the most distinct things of this offseason, I remember when I was researching teams, was the mess that they felt like they were in up front offensively, Purdue. So you don't have an offensive line that's very good. Your quarterback situation is unsettled. You don't have much speed on the perimeter. Well, that's why they've scored one touchdown in the last eight quarters, is what I imagine.
Sip, you mentioned this Purdue team and the matchup. Would anybody have anticipated when they joined the Big Ten that they would be almost a touchdown underdog against the Boilermakers?
Well, you kind of tied a bow on what Kenny started with, right?
Yeah.
Think about the hit that is to the image here, the way we look at things. You know, that football program here is so important to the psyche of a lot of people. And, yeah, you open up the paper on Monday and see that Purdue's a 6.5-point favorite. It's really it's hard in my shoes to kind of make sense sometimes of everything that's going on. But I will say this, and you guys have to understand, I know you don't think about Nebraska football as much as I do. You got to understand, though, this has been going on. Kenny knows this. It's been going on here for some time. I mean, Nebraska was started getting blown out fairly regularly in the early 2000s. So we've been kind of going down this road for a while.
Trey Bryant's season is over. Sip, did I see that this past week?
Yeah, you saw that, Kenny. He had a good first two games, had 299 yards in the first two games, 5.7 a carry or 5.9 a carry. But hurt his knee. I don't want to characterize it that way because he had a nagging knee injury, and then it got bad against Oregon. He had to leave that game late, and just hasn't been able to get back. So they decided to go ahead with surgery Tuesday, and he'll miss the rest of the season, and they hope he'll be back in the spring.
Sip, kind of a two-parter here. You guys have an opportunity to talk with the coordinators and coaches a lot more, I know, than people in the Iowa media do with the Cyclones and Hawkeyes over here. And you get to hear from Bobby Diaco the other day. What in God's name was he talking about? A holistic, all-encompassing, all-consuming process to create a great defense? Is that guy just blubbering and saying nothing?
He's different than a lot of – you don't get the common coach speak from Bobby. What I've said, I think, on your show is he's kind of theatrical.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, when you listen to Bob, it's kind of like going to an opera. You know, everything is kind of a grand production. He speaks in very, kind of theatrical, dramatic terms, and that's kind of the way, that's just his style, you know. And I think he did say some things, though, worthwhile. He said that there's just a gap in learning, that new 3-4. Certain players have adjusted better than others. He did not, I thought he did not run from accountability. He was accountable. He said the coaching staff has to be accountable. So I thought actually what he said made some sense and was pretty positive. I understand, too, that the cynics just tore apart what he said about, if given time, we'll be the nation's best defense. The cynics have their way with that because they have shown nothing that would lead you to believe that that's where they're headed.
Is the new athletic director, it moves, will he travel with the team, Sip? Will he get an up-close look at the football program this week by traveling to West Lafayette?
Yeah, Bill Moose. He'll go to West Lafayette.
Yep.
I imagine he'll be paying really, really close attention. Now, you think about it, guys. Scary. But you guys are in the same boat I am, media-wise. We're in the final month of this regular season. It's going to close fast. I mean, we wait all year for it. And
blink.
Better enjoy the last part of it because it's almost gone.
No doubt about it. Sip, we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you, Stephen M.
All right. Take care, guys.
Good to talk to you, Stephen M. Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. Well, they got three wins, Trent. You like them this week?
I do.
I don't.
I think the Boilermakers have hit a wall. It was a fun story.
Mm-hmm.
Limited offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Have a couple of quarterbacks that look decent. But
they're playing Nebraska. They can get well.
that this is the team to do it against, yes.
And because of the fact that they got embarrassed last week against Rutgers,
yeah,
is actually why I kind of like them this week at home.
Really?
They've got 3 wins. Nebraska's got 3 wins.
Now, that point spread does seem off. It seems higher than it should be.
It's come down a little bit, though, has it not? Isn't
5.5.
It opened at 6.5.
Right. And I'm sure it'll keep dwindling.
I think it will, too.
There might be a buyback price for me, you know, coming back the other way like you, where if it gets down, I'm willing to lay maybe 4.5. But weird line. You figure it's Purdue, Nebraska. Purdue coming off a loss to Rutgers. This is a field goal game at best. You see that number? Well, what do you usually do?
Yeah,
go the other way.
Get them to bowl eligibility. So you have them winning this week. That would be their fourth.
Yes.
Then they're home to Northwestern. That's a toss-up game.
Sure. Coin flip. I'm with you.
At Minnesota.
Get one of those two.
Give them one of those two.
Yep.
They go to Happy Valley to take on Penn State. They're going to get embarrassed. I mean, how about that schedule, right? Oof.
Bowl eligibility against Iowa.
Against the Hawks. That's what's going to be on the line.
They'll have to win two of the next three and then beat Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
They can't sweep the table the next three, can they?
No.
No.
I don't think they can. We're talking about Nebraska. They're god-awful.
But
I think they get beat this week. I would not be shocked if Purdue, because of the fact Purdue played as, I mean, Rutgers beat them.
That's true.
And Prohm lit them, and rightly so. Prohm lit them up after the game. I mean, Rutgers beat them. Nice win for Chris Ash, I'll give you that. But
they're improving.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking steps, and that's a good staff out there. They got some local guys, too, but bring in Jerry Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta like that. I mean, Jerry Kill is resurrected everywhere that he's been, right? So
now this one's going to be a little tougher.
This will be a little bit more difficult. It's a steep climb, but remember, Rutgers made a bowl game their first year in the Big Ten, wasn't it?
Yeah, they beat Iowa State in a bowl game. Remember that with Greg Schiano and Sanu was on that team. Who else was on that team? Ray Rice was gone.
Yep.
Sanu for sure was on that team.
They went. In their first year in the Big Ten, they went 8-5.
Did they?
2014, they beat in the Big Ten that year. Michigan, who was down, Indiana, that'd Maryland, and then won 4 non-conference games and their bowl game to get to 8-5.
Who did they beat in the bowl that year?
2014, North Carolina in the Quick Lane Bowl, 40-21.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen to Rutgers.
I guess, yeah, I guess.
But against Ohio State. Penn State, Michigan,
but
Michigan
can happen
State.
In the Big Ten East. That's just the key, right? We'll take a timeout. Mitch Holt is scheduled to join us. You can hear Mitch Monday night. You can hear Mitch whenever the Chiefs are playing. He's the radio voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, and 1700 KBGG is your radio home of the AFC West leading Kansas City Chiefs. Trent Connor and I are with you Monday through Friday from noon to 2. The Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. you buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school football. Join me, Trent Condon, each and every Friday night starting at 7 o'clock for the Central Iowa Game of the Week. After the game, keep it locked on 1700 KBGG for the Hartung and Schrader Scoreboard Show. We'll take you up until 11 o'clock with scores from across the state of Iowa. Your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. The playoffs begin Friday night at 7 o'clock on 1700 Southeast Polk. Travels to Johnston to take on the Dragons on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
The holidays are around the corner, a merry time filled with family traditions and festive celebrations. But it's a hard season for those who have recently lost a loved one. You can help. Amanda the Panda needs donations for its Cheer Box program, which delivers a box of gifts to families experiencing their first holiday season after the death of a loved one. Visit AmandaThePanda.org or call 515-223-HUGS for a list of needed items and to learn more. That's AmandaThePanda.org.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Monday night, we've got the game as we do each and every one of the Chiefs game, home and away. Monday night football, it's the Broncos and it's the Chiefs. He's the voice of the Chiefs on the radio. He's Mitch Holtis. He joins us to take a look ahead, take a look back with Mitch Holtis. Mitch, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you, Mitch?
Well, good afternoon, Ken. Trent, are you right there?
I am, yes.
You understand the history here, right, with this Canadian Bronco fan?
Yes, yes. I know it well.
Okay. We've had some fun over the years.
Yeah.
Then you need to put on one of those light blue UN helmets and kind of referee this discussion.
Okay.
As we head into this titanic battle between these AFC West rivals.
I don't have a lot of bullets in my gun this year, Mitch. This is going to be a long year to be a Bronco fan, I think.
Well, you've got a really good defense.
Yes,
and
that's
defense
true.
Defense against the run's been very good. It's just that the offense has put that defense in peril.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs, interestingly, are just the opposite. Their personality thus far has been still among the top five in almost all of the offensive categories. And defensively, it's been the problem. And these 50-50 balls where opposing quarterbacks just throw it up in the air. So if Monday night Simeon just throws it up there, or Osweiler, or whomever, and just says, I hope Demaryius Thomas comes down with it. That seems to be working against the Chiefs, and that needs to change.
Yeah, we shall see. Hey, let's go back to the last Thursday, and then I want to get because I saw a picture on your Twitter feed. You spent last Saturday at Ryan Field watching the Hawkeyes and the Cats. You were in attendance for that game. But, Mitch, what a just a different football game, Raiders and Chiefs, in particular the finish of that game a week ago from tonight. A ton of calls, Mitch, honestly, I didn't have a problem with the officiating late in that football game on the game-winning drive. What about you?
Oh, that never works, is to go there. I don't care if you're talking about Iowa Northwestern or Johnston Valley. I mean, I don't know. There were 10 plays in that game when I went back and reviewed it that if the Chiefs make just one of those 10, and it's not just defense, it's also offense in the last two drives, then the Chiefs are going to win that game. They're going to win on a short week. They're going to be 6-1. They'll probably end the Raiders season.
Yep.
As it stood, none of those plays were made, including 2 3rd and 4th non-conversions in the last two offensive drives. That either one of those probably would have ended it. And now the Raiders have, they've been injected with adrenaline in their hearts at 3-4. So it was very frustrating, considering the circumstances. But that Chiefs have got to treat that game like ancient history and retool here.
Well, and it does feel like ancient history going back to a Thursday. Then you get a Monday night game afterwards. So we know Andy Reid coming off a bye week, an incredible record throughout his career. This is basically like another bye week kind of built in, though you'll have a short week coming up, obviously, afterwards. What have they done? Have they used this kind of like a bye week, a change in schedule? How has things gone for the Chiefs throughout this week and a half?
Yeah, precisely. It's been exactly that. So he gave the team, this team was beaten up just, and also emotionally in those short weeks, I told you about it. Plus, I'll get into this next week, but this team's had anything but routine. The NFL likes routine because of the physical, mental, and emotional demands on these players and coaches, that they like it when Tuesday at 10 means this and 1:40 on Thursday means I'm talking to you guys. What this team has had anything but routine. I mean, there have been 2 Thursday night games, 2 Monday night games, a Sunday night game, a Sunday 3:25. And so they took this and used it precisely that trend as a mini bye week, self-scouting. The players got some time off, which they badly needed it, but the coaches did not, and Andy Reid especially did not, because he's trying to fix this, and particularly on defense, to try to get a kind of a resurge here. Because what Chiefs fans and what Andy Reid has said, but there's no AFC team ahead of them at 5-2. They're still at the top of the stack, and the only team ahead of them in the entire NFL is Philadelphia, who's 6-1, and the only loss they've got is to the Chiefs.
Right.
So that's just keeping things in perspective.
Mitch Holthus is our guest. Mitch, what kind of reception will Arrowhead Stadium give to Jamaal Charles when he takes the field wearing a Broncos uniform at some point on Monday night?
He will get a great reception. He is revered here. He played on some bad teams. He was kind of a glimmer of hope. He handled himself very well off the field. Even when it was most difficult, because it was his wife's cousin who was murdered by Javon Belcher back in 2012 on that darkest of days, on December 1, 2012. But he'll be on the Ring of Honor, obviously. He's the all-time leading rusher in Chiefs history. Still has NFL all-time record in yards per carry. But the Chiefs fans get all that, so they will applaud him. He's going to get a very warm reception.
So this Chiefs team, built differently than what we've grown accustomed to over the last few years under the Renaissance, under Andy Reid. With the defense taking a step back and the offense a step forward this season, what do you attribute that to defensively? Age of some of the players, scheme, schedule? Why have the Chiefs defensively taken a step back this year?
Well, this is like your SAT when you took it and had that terrific score. You just blackened in every oval all of the above. And you pulled out of, I don't know what you got, a 5 or 6?
Yeah.
And anyway, it's all of that. It's a little bit of that. It's the age of some of your key guys. Derek Johnson, he's reaching the end of the road. Then you look at the injury to Eric Berry. You look at lack of technique from the defensive backs that needs to be addressed. There has not been pressure the last 2 weeks from the defensive front. You'd like to pressure without blitzing. The Chiefs have the ability to do that because their front four can be very disruptive, both against the run and against the pass. But in these two losses, none of that has happened. The most troublesome thing has been these 50-50 passes. I mean, I've never seen this in the NFL, and it's been this way since Philadelphia, where teams will just go back and just throw it up in the air, and it's like a lob in basketball, hoping, oh, man, I hope my guy gets it. And honestly, it's been like 95-5, the opponent coming down. It was odd. It was like the Raiders didn't even run routes. He just Carter threw it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. But so the Chiefs have got to start winning some of those and get some confidence as well. This team has defensively lacked some confidence here over the past two games, and they got to get some swag back.
Tyreek Hill ran a route this past Thursday night, and Alex Smith dropped it. God, I love watching speed, Mitch, and watching Hill on that play that I'm referring to, the whatever it was, 65 yards, whatever. Boy, those are fun to watch, aren't they? That's a thing of beauty.
Yeah, and the Raiders didn't do a bad job on it. It's like structurally, they were fine. They were in the right position, and it's just the Roadrunner ran right past Wile E. Coyote. The thing is with Tyreek Hill, and I'm glad you brought up route running, and I mentioned it almost daily during our training camp reports because he put on a show every day at camp, is that he is a route runner. There's more Antonio Brown to Tyreek Hill than just this speed guy that's going to win the 100-meter dash at the track meet. He has really become difficult to defend. His double moves are outstanding, but he's precise, he's strong, and he just adds the speed with the ability to get open, even against some seemingly perfect coverage.
You know, back to that, just one more on that game last Thursday. Did you see Marshawn Lynch? Did you happen to be watching at the time when he ran onto the field and got into the scrum and subsequently, and rightly so, would get ejected? What's going through your mind, Mitch, as you're watching this guy snap?
Well, it was a five-wide set. So I usually, my spotter, I'll call the set out with receivers. And my spotter, and I've got a great spotter out there, Bill Leone, works for the FBI, so he's a good dude. Gets it. Anyway, there wasn't anybody pointed to, so he'll point to the back in the game at the time. And so I'm seeing five wide, and then I'm kind of surprised Carr, who called his own number and ran a quarterback draw, and then I see this melee, and I'm seeing flags all over the place. And then I look at the monitor, and I see Marshawn Lynch push the official. And I go, I know that's a gigantic no-no. It's a big no-no. I remember it was discussed at training camp at all 32 camps. The officials visit camp every year, and that was discussed. Like, this is a main no-no, zero tolerance. And I thought, well, woo, he could get ejected. It's for sure a 15-yard penalty. And so, ironically, those two guys are very close, obviously, Marshawn Lynch and Marcus Peters, are going to be the two guys that are penalized. And I was not stunned that he was ejected from the game. So it was strange. I didn't think you'd sit in the stands and watch the game, but I did think there could be a potential of a suspension, and that's what's happened.
Mitch,
touch an official. That's a big no-no. Yeah.
To Denver, Ken is down on his squad right now. Outside of the obvious and the defense of the Broncos have, what else does concern you with this Denver team?
C.J. Anderson. C.J. Anderson can run the rock, and that is the key to this game. And you're going, well, wait a minute, that's the key to any game. I mean, you can talk of the Earlham Cardinals. They've got to run the ball some. But in some instances, it's more important than most. And I think that's the case with the Broncos.
Yep.
When they've had success this year, they're getting a modicum of success in the run game, specifically from C.J. Anderson. And so if he's rolling downhill or getting some cutback runs early, then all of a sudden they can be two-dimensional because their passing game is all about play action and bootleg and hard boots and hard fakes. If you don't have to respect that or you're stoning that run game, man, they don't like being one-dimensional, and we've seen that the last 2 weeks.
Papa John's, what have they got going? Have they still got that Philly cheesesteak, or what's up? What have they got cooking?
They do. Is the UN still there, Trent? Are you still here?
Yes.
Okay, so this is part of the peace accord between me and the Canadian Canuck Bronco fan, is that we all can come together and love each other when it comes to Papa John's pizza.
Yes, we can.
Okay, there's red on a pizza, that's Chiefs. There's some orange on there, the sauce, that's Broncos. And then, I don't know, you can ask Tom Donaldson. He may put some blue on there or whatever. Anyway, we can all come to an agreement on this. Papa John's Pizza, especially made by the Donaldsons and Harder and all the other great managers throughout Iowa, they bring peace. It's just, it's more than enjoying pizza. It's a very peaceful exercise where we can all live on the same planet.
Good luck against the Cowboys on the 5th, Mitch. Good to talk
to you. Stop it. Stop it. It's a gigantic game. It's huge. Yeah. It's the, yeah, okay. So here we go, man. Here we go.
Look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you, Mitch Holtis.
See you guys.
Take care. Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Monday Night Football, the Chiefs, they play right here all season long on 1700 KBGG. They will crush Denver.
Crush
Denver. And right. Assume complete control of the AFC West again as Denver plummets to the cellar in the West.
Are you poboring your team a little bit?
No, Trevor down. Simeon's awful. He sees ghosts. I get it. He's had a you-know-what kicked out of him for two years. That offensive line that they sought to get, they sought to repair after last year, it hasn't worked. Bowles, their first-round pick, he might be okay down the road. Left guard is a question mark. Right tackle is a major, major question mark. Justin Houston is going to put up monster numbers against whoever mans the right tackle position. It's going to be a long night. It's going to be an awful night.
Long night.
I wish baseball was on Monday night.
You do not. Well, you're going to watch your team.
Of course I'm going to watch my team.
You're going to watch your team.
And watch my team go up in flames. But Mitch is right about C.J. Anderson. If he can run the ball, if Denver can get the running game going, they got a chance.
Ugly it up. 17-14 going to the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And he got a chance.
Because Denver's defense, it's too bad because Denver's defense is still elite.
Yep.
But by the time the offense catches up, the Broncos defense will start taking a page out of the Chiefs defense, which is getting old, which you were right. That's what ails the Kansas City's defense is age.
I love Derek Johnson.
Yep, but it's at the end.
It is. And there's times you see him get caught
no question.
On a running back. And I mean, you can see it. He's old, especially for a middle linebacker.
Yeah, boy, the team... As we know, the broadcaster, Mitch, was at Ryan Field. Kareem Hunt was back watching Toledo play this past weekend. Mm-hmm. They scattered. Why wouldn't they, right? Play Thursday, get the weekend off.
That's the thing to do. So tonight, no baseball.
Nope.
Get ready for Friday night. You have your Winnipeg Jets
playing. I do, against the defending champion Pittsburgh Penguins.
What else is on the docket?
The NFL. It's football, right? Yeah. I won't watch. There's not a college game that moves the needle. Tomorrow night, there's a decent one.
Coach Creighton in Eastern Michigan, the former Drake coach against Northern Illinois.
No.
Stanford, Oregon State.
That's tonight.
Late 8.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock
kickoff. How did I miss that game? I thought that was tomorrow for some reason.
No, that's tonight.
Boston College, Florida State is tomorrow.
Friday, yep. Also, Tulane, Memphis grabbed the Green Wave in the points.
Okay.
Yep, telling you. Mm-hmm. Green Wave improving down there. But
the AD's got it. He's turned it around.
Absolutely. Mr. Dannon.
All right, let's give Troy a little credit.
But NFL is just kind of blah.
Yeah, but it's the NFL.
It's the NFL.
Yeah, it's so you'll watch. I mean, the Dolphins are having a decent season, right?
They are. And you go back to last year when they went on that big run. Mm-hmm. I think they're 17-4 over their last 21 games. Something like that.
That surprises
me. Rounded them. Me too. Something like that.
What do you and Jimmy B have cooking today? 4-6.
We're going
to
talk some college hoops. Kevin Lehman was in Kansas City for Big 12 Media Day, and we'll talk with him. Some Big 12, MVC, and Big 10 basketball. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN will be by. Derek Peck, BC Divide, and Ken Silverstein. A busy show from 4-6.
And Mike Maddox, Cubs fan, he is your new pitching coach. Mike Maddox leaves Washington. Of course, he was... Didn't have much of a choice. Dusty Baker was fired. Mike Maddox, a well-respected pitching coach. Texas, Washington, of course, is his little brother. I think Mike is older than Greg.
I think you're right.
I think he is.
Yeah.
Greg wasn't bad. Maddox family knows a little something about pitching.
They do.
He will take Chris Bosio's place. Trent and Jimmy B, 4-6 today. We're back tomorrow, noon to 2, on the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at BC Divide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One with a Thursday night football preview as Jay Ajayi and the Miami Dolphins travel north to take on Joe Flacco and the Ravens in Baltimore. For Miami, the team is 4-2 and on a three-game winning streak. In last week's win over the Jets, quarterback Jay Cutler left the game with a chest injury. But cornerback Bobby McCain says they are mentally prepared for anything.
You know, we knew Matt Moore was going to step in and do his job, as he's always done. So, you know, we're with them both. Whoever's out there, you know, we're with them. As a team, you know, with Matt and with Jay, you know, just with them coming along, with the offense coming along, with the defense coming along, the special teams coming along, you know, we can be great, but we just got to keep putting the work in.
The Ravens fell to 3-4 with a loss to the Vikings last week. Ian Eagle and Tony Baselli are in Baltimore for all the action of the Ravens and the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Need auto parts? Get them with a click at the new O'ReillyAuto.com. Shop online and we'll ship the order to your home, or you can pick it up for free at the O'Reilly Auto Parts store nearest you. The choice is yours. Shop the way that's convenient for you and get the exact parts you need to get the job done right. O'ReillyAuto.com. Parts for your car wherever you are.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to know my favorite word? Simple. It's how I run my life. Wear the same work boots every day? Simple. Have the same lunch? Simple. Take the same route to work? Simple. But sometimes my job gets complicated. That's why I use Grainger. No matter what issues the job throws at me, Grainger keeps things simple. Online ordering? Simple. Managing my inventory? Simple. And if something pops up, Grainger's got my back with 24/7 customer support. Simple as that. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.com.